Good morning. Light snow moved through interior New York and New England overnight. Many places picked up 1 to 3 inches of snow. The snow has been more persistent in the hills east of the Hudson River, and a couple more inches of snow could fall in parts of the hills in southern Vermont, in parts of western Massachusetts, and in Litchfield County, Connecticut. Although as the front makes steady progress toward the coast, a drier wind out of the northwest will increase, and that will serve two functions. One, it'll start to dry out the snow, and it will come to an end and bring us a return to sunshine. But also, that northwest wind will usher in much colder air. So while many places are starting off in the 20s and 30s, everyone will fall back through the 20s and teens. And by the end of the day, a lot of places will be between 0 and 15 above 0, with the wind adding to the chill, and most locations going below 0 with the wind chill by sunset. Overnight tonight, skies will be clear, then clouds will start to move in from the west, but not before temperatures go to 0 to 10 below on average, with some places as low as 20 below. The wind will relax overnight, so not as brutal a wind chill during the late night hours and early tomorrow morning. Some clouds will hang on first thing tomorrow, then increasing sunshine with cold high pressure overhead. High temperatures will only be in the teens. A weak disturbance will head our way to begin the weekend with light snow or snow showers on Saturday, minimal accumulation, with highs back into the mid-20s. Another and more potent and slow-moving disturbance will head our way for Sunday and the beginning of next week. A persistent easterly fetch off of the Atlantic will keep moisture in place, and right now it looks like light snow will last for a long duration through the day Sunday, into Sunday night, and perhaps even through the day on Monday if things line up properly. Temperatures, meanwhile, will only be in the high teens to around 20. On Tuesday, that snow will wind down, just a few snow showers. The wind will pick up, though, with highs in the lower 20s, and back to some sunshine with highs in the mid-20s on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a weather system that is tapping into abundant moisture in the Pacific Ocean will bring moderate to heavy rainfall into the Pacific Northwest and Northern California through the weekend. Some areas could see in excess of 10 inches of rain through early Saturday, and flash flood watches are in effect from San Francisco north into the southwestern corner of Oregon. Wind will also be an issue as this storm moves inland, especially over the higher terrain. High wind warnings and wind advisories have been issued as well for wind gusts as high as 70 miles per hour. Meanwhile, wind chill advisories are in effect for tonight and into tomorrow morning from here in parts of the northeast into the northern Appalachian Mountains for wind chill values as low as 25 below zero. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Palermo, Italy at 11:20 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Magnia, Algeria at 2:30 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in moderate snow and fog, 1 above 0 with a west-northwest wind at 31 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 42 below 0. In Albany on the hour, light snow and 27 degrees, the dew point 17, 66% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 12 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.94 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Yuma, Arizona, and also at Palm Springs, California, to a low of 25 below zero at Jordan, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, light snow this morning, then increasing sunshine, temperatures starting in the mid-30s, then falling through the 20s by the end of the day. Boston, light snow this morning, then clearing, with temperatures starting in the mid-30s, then falling through the 20s as well by the end of the day. And in Buffalo, partly sunny and breezy with a few snow showers and temperatures holding in the lower teens. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 32 degrees, the low 6, the average temperature 19, that's 5 degrees below normal. 1/100th of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, 4/10ths of an inch of snow. That brings the monthly total to 2.3 inches, which is 10.4 inches above average. And 52.3 inches for the season, which is 16.3 inches of snow above average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees. The average low, 15. The record high, 59, set in 1890. And the record low, 15 below zero in 1918. Sunrise this morning, 7:06 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:13 p.m. 10 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine today, becoming windy with temperatures falling through the 20s and into the teens towards zero by sunset. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight, 10 to 20 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, light snow this morning, then increasing sunshine later today, becoming windy with temperatures falling through the 30s and 20s by sunset. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight, lows 0 to 5 below. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today, becoming windy, with temperatures falling through the teens and into the single digits by sunset. Mostly cloudy tonight, with lows 0 to 10 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, light snow this morning, then increasing sunshine later today, becoming windy, with temperatures falling through the 20s and into the teens by sunset. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows 0 to 10 below. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Light snow east of the Hudson River this morning, then increasing sunshine later today, becoming windy with temperatures falling through the 20s and teens by sunset. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows 0 to 10 below. Region-wide for tomorrow, increasing sunshine, still very cold with highs in the teens. A round of snow showers on Saturday in the mid-20s. Light to moderate snow for both Sunday into Monday with highs near 20. Leftover snow showers and blustery on Tuesday in the lower 20s. And a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-20s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.